The hour of recess has expired. The Senate is now back in session. Senator from the 23rd, from St. Charles.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you please refer Senate Concurrent Resolutions 35 and 36 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics? Also, would you please refer the gubernatorial appointment appearing on page 583 of the Senate Journal for Monday, March 16, 2015, to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments Committee? Would you please refer Senate Bill 194 to the Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight Committee? And would you please re-refer House Bill 179 from the Education Committee to the Transportation Infrastructure and Public Safety Committee?
Those bills will be so referred. Senator from Newton.
Without objection, we'll go to the order of business report, standing committees, and I have a report.
Please send it forward. Secretary, please read the report.
I think that's all I need. Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, after examination of Senate Bill 457, respectfully requests that it be removed from the Senate consent calendar in accordance with the provisions of Senate Rule 45. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, after examination of Senate Bill 392, respectfully requests that it be removed from the Senate consent calendar in accordance with the provisions of Senate Rule 45. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Bill number 203, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 341, begs leave to report that it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully submitted, Senator Richard, Chairman.
Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. No objections. The Senate will go to order of business of House bills on third reading. I ask you to call the calendar.
Seeing no objection, House bills on third reading. House Committee Substitute for House Bill 16, Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Bill number 16 be third read and finally brought before the body for third read and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Bill number 16 be third read and finally passed. This is the first supplemental bill to come over from the House. They've got 14, which is Medicaid and a whole lot of other stuff. This bill specifically, the largest amount is the money for public safety, which goes through SEMA, which is the federal FEMA disaster pass-through money. This is the one that got a fair amount of discussion because we had given them, this is the one that every year the governor wants a $1 E. And the problem with that is this is a very large line, but the public never sees it. They see a dollar, and that's all that ever gets added. So what we did is we took the E off, and we asked them how much they needed. They said they needed $80 million. We gave them $80 million, which they've never spent. They've never run $80 million through this line before. But they hit $80 million in December, and they've got a whole bunch of projects. They say they can't get the money out the door until they get it. They asked for $124 million in additional authority. And again, that's just federal authority for the pass-through. So that's what this bill does. Also, it has a line to provide matching funds for federal grants for emergency assistance expenses for SEMA, which is in a separate line. That's $5.1 million. And also from the General Revenue Fund, $3.4 million. The total of this is $132 million. Of that, $8.5 million is general revenue and $124 million is federal pass-through. A lot of the expenses for Ferguson for the Highway Patrol are reflected in this line, which is a need for the additional GR funding. That is House Bill 16.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Boone. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The Senator from Boone moves that House Committee Substitute for House Bill 16 be third read and finally passed. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
House Committee Substitute for House Bill number 16, an act to appropriate money for supplemental purposes for the several departments and offices of state government for the fiscal period ending June 30th, 2015. Senators Brown, Chappelle-Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lavoda, Libla, Munzlinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schoff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the 8th. By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Newton.
Without objection, the Senate go to business announcements.
Announcements. Announcements. Senator from Newton.
President, thank you. No further business come for the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Newton. All those in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We are adjourned under the rules. Have a great evening.